equal in all things, man and woman made for love. Equal in all things, man and woman made for love. My dear brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus, it is not good for human beings to live alone. We are called and meant to live with and for others. Yet, human experience shows that more and more people live in broken relationships. Divorce is common nowadays, and many young people do not want to commit themselves to lasting relationships, lifelong relationships. If our world is I, me, myself, and the egocentric world, then no relationship will work out. To live with others, we must live for others. This kind of living is not possible at all without faith and love to one another. We see in the first reading today from the book of Genesis tells us not only of God creating man and giving him life, but shows us God's sensitivity to man's every need. Without man's complaining, he is aware of man's need of companionship. It is not good for man to be alone. So God said to himself, I will make him a helper and a partner. Strangely, the next thing we hear of is the creation of all. The birds and the animals, as though God were testing out to see if man would be satisfied with a pet. Man gives the animals their names, but is not satisfied, for he could not find his companion or partner among the animals. These few lines of the reading should fill us with gratitude for the gift of life. God does not create us and put us out of his mind. He keeps recreating us every day, that he keeps us alive. And he is sensitive to our every need. We are also reminded that we are created for relationships. To be human is to relate to one another. And it is in relating to one another that we receive life, love, and God himself. Today, gospel, it has got, we see two parts. The first section on marriage and divorce, and the second on family life. Very clearly, Jesus points out that marriage is not merely an age-old human institution or tradition. Its origin is divine. The Pharisees come to Jesus in order to test Jesus and ask him whether it is lawful for a man to divorce his wife. The question was meant to embarrass and trap Jesus. It was a burning topic then, and one could not take a neutral stand or bypass the issue. The answer given by the law was clear. Divorce is truly legal in the days of Jesus as in our days. The law of Moses allowed a man to give a certificate of divorce if his wife and put her away. But Jesus takes a stand on this subject in the context of his times when divorce was legal. He points out that this was not from the beginning. He points clearly out it was not from the beginning. You know, God made the bond of marriage a sacred and lasting bond, a sign and symbol of God's unending, unchanging love for humanity. We are made in the image and likeness of God, and therefore the love of man and woman is meant to be eternal and unchanging, so that they are always indissolubly one. What God has joined together, no one can therefore put asunder. Jesus categorically states that marriage is not based on convenience or human customs, but on God, the source of all oneness, and on his relationship with humankind. This indissolubility of marriage, which Jesus proclaims against the current norm of his day, cannot entitle us to judge or condemn the couples going through difficult times. Yet it remains the deepest wish of a genuine love, which becomes possible only when God is part of the relationship. Jesus calls us to love one another as he loves us. My dear brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus, we see and witness many broken relations. We also witness many broken families due to misunderstandings, not having true love to one another, and so on. But what, as human beings, we make or we take a step forward to unite them, right? We witness at the time of marriage, we celebrate it very grandly with people, with relations, with family, etc. But when it comes in terms of their relation, their unity and indissolubility, the very two properties of marriage the church proclaims to us, how we safeguard them? Jesus himself says to us through today's gospel, what God has united, let no man separate. But we see strange things happening in the world. Sometimes the human beings themselves try to separate by gossips or by saying ill about the partner or the others. And all these things are happening. It's not something strange. It's happening just very in front of our eyes. But as Catholics, as Christians, what do we do for them? This is a great question to all of us. How do we guide them properly? You know, our own children or our own members in the family, how we instill the faith and love of God in them? How we teach our relationship is in union with Jesus and God, and we are all in communion with the church. Basically, it depends upon one's own faith, our very way of living. And what we leave our children or our generation, the future generation, takes upon. And what we are today, it is because of our ancestors' faith, because of our ancestors' way of living in this world. They have shown us the way to the Father. And what we are teaching to our younger generation, how they have to live and how they have to unite themselves in real companionship and partnership. This is basically meant to question to all of us. Therefore, let us ask God to strengthen us, to strengthen our relationships with God as well as with one another. Having companionship doesn't mean only with husband and wife, but we also need to have the true friends where we can share our emotions, our feelings, etc. And now, I'm sure we are all here as one family sitting in this church and attending this Eucharist. And in front of God, we are all His children. And do we make a step to ask our own neighbors who are sitting with us, how are you this day? And how is going on everything at home? And sometimes we may not be knowing the one who sits at your right and left who is or who she is. And that's what the situation we are living in. Therefore, my friends, in this world, it's all relationships with which we can gain the world. And here on earth, we make companionship and friendship with others, and God is in them too. We need to understand that and have the true companionship and relationship with God as well as with one another. Therefore, may our relationships reflect God's lasting relationship with us and ours with one another.